Wisconsin's Supreme Court has affirmed abortion access in the state. In a 4-3 decision Wednesday, the court ruled an 1849 law does not ban abortion. The law temporarily halted abortions in Wisconsin after Roe v. Wade was overturned. Abortion access has since been restored in the state after legal challenges. WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez talked to Brynna Gadar, staff attorney with the State Democracy Research Initiative at the University of Wisconsin Law School. He asked her what the state Supreme Court decision means for people in Wisconsin.
The biggest impact of this decision is that it basically just preserves the status quo of how abortion has been regulated in the state. So abortion remains legal, but it is highly regulated in Wisconsin. And it means that today, the same regulations are in place as they were yesterday. The biggest thing that it does, though, is provide this final answer of clarity around some of that uncertainty that we saw immediately post Dobbs, post the US Supreme Court decision. What this case doesn't do is address what the legislature can do going forward. So the court didn't decide this other case that was asking it to rule that there is a constitutional right to abortion under the Wisconsin Constitution. The court actually dismissed that case from Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin because of how it ruled on the statutory issue. Basically, the statutory issue effectively nullified that case and made it so the issue wasn't a live controversy anymore. And so we don't have an answer yet on whether the Wisconsin Constitution provides a right to abortion or any protections for abortion. And so the legislature is free to enact laws going forward further regulating abortion in the state.
What was some of the reasoning that you heard from the justices behind that decision?
So the justices really looked at all of these laws that we have in Wisconsin that regulate a legal abortion system. So there are bans on abortion after 20 weeks, except in certain circumstances involving emergencies. There are laws regulating who can give abortions, where abortions can be performed, and the types of informed consent and various procedures folks have to go through who are seeking abortions. And the justices really looked at that comprehensive regulation scheme and said that that amounted to effectively nullifying this 1849 law and meant that it's no longer enforceable as this widespread ban or near total ban on abortion.
Okay. And from the dissenting voices on the court, what do we hear there?
The dissenting voices took a different view and argued that the legislature had not impliedly repealed this 1849 law. And they said that because it is still on the books, because the legislature hasn't explicitly repealed it and hasn't sort of indicated that it's intending to repeal it, that that law should still be on the books as this near total ban.
So thinking about what comes next, do you imagine that's what we'll see the legislature pick up, or could this take another avenue?
I think going forward, we'll continue to see a lot of debate around abortion in the state, including on this question of what, if anything, the Wisconsin Constitution protects. And that could take a few different forms. So we could see efforts to bring another constitutional case before the state courts. Those cases would likely be a bit more complex because they would be challenging these regulations or laws that are more nuanced than a near total ban on abortion would be. But we might see continued court cases arguing that there is a constitutional right to abortion. We could also see down the road a legislative proposal to amend the state constitution and include an explicit protection for abortion. And then the third thing we might see is further legislation regulating abortion that would, of course, be subject to the political process. And so I think it's unlikely with our current Republican legislature and Democratic governor that there would be meaningful changes of abortion laws in the near future, but that could potentially change as the legislature and or the governor change.
That was Brynna Gadar, staff attorney with the State Democracy Research Initiative at the University of Wisconsin Law School. She spoke with WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez.